Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for life, life more abundantly. Hallelujah. To you today, we welcome you to our virtual sanctuary, New Creation Christian Ministries. Pastor Rebecca and myself, Pastor Anthony, the New Creation Church family, welcome you today. Hallelujah. We are praising God for you. Amen. And the word that he inhabits the praises of his people. So I thank God that he inhabits our praise when we praise God. He shows up in the midst of our praise. So we're here to hear the word of the Lord. I'm so blessed. We're going to pray. But, you know, it's something about the word of God. He told Joshua that you'll find good success if you meditate on the word of God and do according to the word of God, you'll find good success. And I'm so wonderful, the King James Version I put that adjective there, good success. There's something better than success. It's called good success. So I'm looking for the kind of success that God wants us to have. Amen. According to Psalms, he wants us to prosper. We'll be like that tree by the streams of living waters. And he said, whatever we do shall prosper. Hallelujah. I want that anointing. I want that kind of anointing. Amen. That's why I keep trying to listen to the word of God, because I know he's taking us all somewhere in him. Amen. Let us pray. We go forward with this service today. We thank God for you. Tweet somebody, email somebody, text somebody. Tell them to tune in. Just send over the number on their lunch break. Allow them to be blessed by the word of the Lord in this service that we have going forth over the next few moments. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Your blessings are rich and add no sorrow, Lord. So we thank you that every good and perfect gift comes from above. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you are going to do for those who are seeking your face in this season. So, Lord, we want to ready our hearts and minds to receive the word of the Lord today, to receive, Father God, the power of prayer, even, Lord, the love that it's sent forth from your people. You told us to put our hands to the plow and not look back. So, Father God, as we pray and go forward with this service, Lord, give us new oil, new wine, a new fervor for your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Increase our faith on today, Lord. Help our unbelief. Remove every doubt, every spirit of fear and intimidation that the devil's trying to put in our lives. So, Lord, we thank you, even as the word comes forth with power and might, that you will minister to our souls on today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Honey, I'm excited. I'm just excited about God today. I'm excited about the word of the Lord that he has put in your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got paper. I got two ears ready to hear the word of the Lord as you presented today. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful day here in New Jersey. But wherever you're connecting with us from, we just thank God for this medium that we want to connect with you in the spirit, because we know with two or more gathered in agreement, God is going to give us what we ask and petition of him. So after this next praise and worship song, you're going to hear the ministry of the word through our own Pastor Rebecca Simmons as she brings forth and break the bread of the word over our lives on today. Be blessed, beloved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible declares that he has raised us up together and has made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Say, oh!
In the heavenly with him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is exalted. Hallelujah. The devil is defeated. My God. Hallelujah. God reigns. He reigns in my life. He reigns in my body. He reigns in my finances. My God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. The devil is defeated and God is exalted. God is exalted. We're living on top with Jesus. Anybody out there living on top with Jesus? Amen. I'm living on top with Jesus, and I thank God for Jesus on today. He is, my God, the strength of my life. He is my help, my ever-present help in the time of trouble. He is my friend. I'm talking about Jesus now. He is my friend that sticks closer than a brother. I thank God for Jesus. If it had not been for Jesus, I don't know. I don't know where I would be today. But I thank God that Jesus came into my life when he did, that he picked me up and turned me around, put my feet on solid ground. I shout to the Lord and rejoice in the Lord every single day, no matter what I'm going through, because I am living on top with Jesus. I'm no longer a resident of this earth, but I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And if that's your testimony, you might as well go ahead and give God some praise. My goodness, God is worthy. Glory be to God. He is worthy of all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. Well, there is a word from the Lord. Grab your Bibles. Grab your Bibles and turn with me in your Bible to the book of Luke. We're going over to the book of Luke, chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, starting with verse 17, Luke 10, 17, and it reads, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name on today. Oh God, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. This is the day that you have made, and we are already rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we just thank you for all that you've done in our lives and all that you continue to do. God, I give this word to you, and I ask that you have your way. Use me, your woman servant, as your mouthpiece. Speak to the hearts of those who are gathered here to listen, those who will come later to listen to this word, to those who are listening even to the archives, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for what you're about to say. And, Father God, the fact that lives will be changed, that souls will be saved, that people will be filled with power, propelled into purpose in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way. And at the end of this time, we will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I would like to just speak with you a few minutes on the subject of manifest your power. Manifest your power. Hallelujah. The Lord led me to the book of Luke chapter 10, starting with verse 17, to talk to you today. And this is the message that he wanted me to bring to you prophetically, that, you know, so many of you are going through trials and tribulations and struggles, opposition and persecution, sicknesses, and even some lack in your life. And God wants me to tell you today that it's time to manifest your power. It's time to let the world know and let the devil know who's really in control, to let the devil know, to let your enemies know that God is sovereign and that his providential power resides on the inside of you. you don't have to be under your circumstances. You don't have to fall subject to what's going on in this world. You don't have to fall subject to what's going on around you and what's going on in your life and what people think about you and what people say about you. You don't have to fall subject to the persecution and the opposition that's coming against you, even looking around and not having everything that you feel like you need or everything that you want. I want you to know today that God has given you power. God has given you power on this earth, and he's given you power over the devil. He's given you power over poverty. God has given you some power. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's time for you, my sister. It's time for you, my brother, to manifest your power. Hallelujah. It's time to manifest, to release the power. The word manifest means to make visible, to make evident, to make tangible. Hallelujah. It's time for you to exercise the power that is on the inside of you. It's time for you to activate the power that's on the inside of you. The Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith. The Bible also tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And then that everything that has been created in this world was created through faith, amen, through the spoken word, hallelujah, through belief in God and belief in God's word. And we get so caught up, we can get so caught up in everyday life. As a matter of fact, we can get so caught up in the battles of everyday life that we can forget that we have power. Sometimes we forget that God has given us power, and that power is so magnificent. That power is just so, my God, awesome, because we serve an awesome God. And we have been guilty of allowing the power to lay unused on the inside of us. You have dunamis power. You have exousia power. You have kratos, and I talked about that the last time that I was here, that God has given us three levels, three dimensions of power. And we have to begin to not only step out in faith, but we have to begin to walk by faith, and we have to also begin to declare by faith, and we have to begin to call those things that are not into alignment with the word of God. We have to begin to speak those things that are not as though they are. We have to begin to declare that we are healed, and we have to begin to declare that we are prosperous, and we have to begin to declare that we are powerful, and that there is no weapon formed against us that can prosper, not even sickness and not even lack. Nothing can prosper when it stands up against the power of God that's already on the inside of you. And I don't know what you're going through on today, but I came to let you know that you have power to walk up out of that situation, that you have power to speak to that mountain. And if you believe and do not doubt, then that mountain shall be moved. You can tell that mountain to be moved and be cast into the sea, and that mountain shall be moved. It could be a mountain of doubt. It could be a mountain of debt. It can be a mountain of fear. It can be a mountain of sickness. But whatever it is, you have the power to speak to that mountain. It's time for you to start speaking to some of those mountains in your life. The devil has had his way long enough, and I come to serve notice on the devil that his time is up. The devil's time is up as far as being able to wreak havoc in your life, because faith comes by hearing, than hearing by the word of God. And as you hear this word, I declare that this word is being activated in your life. I declare that this word is stirring up the spirit, the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you, activating your faith, activating the courage to move forth by faith, not just sit there and do nothing, but to line up your faith, to line up your actions with what you say you believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time to get to work. It's time to step out. It's time to step out onto the waters. My God, hallelujah. You have the power, and it's time for you to manifest that power. Here we have the 70 disciples that Jesus sent out. When he sent them out to heal the sick, to cast out demons, he sent them out to preach the kingdom, and they returned again with joy. The book of Luke chapter 10:17 says that they returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Jesus was saying that Satan has no dominion and no authority in the lives of those who believe on me. He's saying Satan's already been cast out of heaven, and it's time for you to realize that, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. So though, even though Satan is on the earth realm, and that the serpents and scorpions, the devils and the demons are rising up against you, Jesus said, I have already given you power to step on serpents and scorpions. I've given you power to put the devil under your feet. And it's time for you to put the devil under your feet. It's time for you to stop playing games with the devil. We get too nice with the devil. We get to the point where we want to sit down and have tea and toast with the devil. And I'm telling you, it's time to stop playing with the devil. You got to look at the devil, look him square in the eye and say, devil, I'm not playing with you. I'm not playing with you right now. Don't play with me. Don't push me. I'm not the one. My God. Hallelujah. We have to get to the point where the devil knows that he has no power, he has no authority in your life, that he knows that when he comes into your immediate presence, when he comes into your presence, that he should be the one trembling with fear. He has to be the one to bow down and be subject to you through the name of Jesus, because at the name of Jesus, demons will flee. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Even your enemies will begin to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and the devil will bow down at the name of Jesus. The devil will flee. The Bible says if we draw near to Jesus, as we draw near to God, as we resist the devil, that the devil will flee. God will draw near to us, and the devil will flee. You have to understand the power that has been given to you by the authority of Jesus Christ. You have to understand the authority that you walk in. You are no spiritual wimp. You're nothing to be played with. You're nothing to be toyed with. You have power, and it's time. God is saying to you on today that it is time for you to manifest your power. He's saying, I'm giving you power over all the power of the enemy. God says, I'm giving you power. Jesus has given you power over all of the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. And you have to stand up and you have to begin to manifest. It's up to you. So you can pray to God all day long until the day is over. And you can say, God, I need you to step into this situation. God, I need you to heal my body. God, I need you to take care of my kids. Get my kids in order. God, I need you to fix my husband. God, I need you to work on my marriage. And God is saying, the power is in you. I've given you the power. I've given you the power over all of the power of the enemy. What are you saying? You might say, well, what are you saying, Pastor Rebecca? What I'm saying is that hell that's happening in your life is happening as a result of the attack that has been launched against you by the enemy of your soul. That hell that is happening in your life is happening as a result of the attack that has been launched against you by the enemy of your soul, by Satan, who has been thrown from heaven. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven. And Satan hates you because you are in alliance with God.
So you have become an enemy of Satan. But Jesus said here in the scripture that he has given you power over the power of the devil. And he says also that nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall bring harm to you. Nothing shall wreak havoc in your life. Nothing shall be able to take you out. Nothing shall be able to take you under. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. And he said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. See, this is a fact. Listen, hear me clearly. This is a fact. The spirits are subject unto you. No. The devil keeps messing with me. I'm under attack. The devil's attacking my finances. The devil is attacking my money. The devil is attacking my ministry. The devil is attacking my character. The devil is attacking me. The devil is attacking me. But the fact is, the devil may be attacking you, but the fact is that the devil is subject unto you. You have power over the devil. So you can just speak and say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You have no power here. I take authority right now, the authority that's been invested in me by the Holy Ghost, by Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and I say, Satan, I rebuke you. Get under my feet. I put you under my feet. I cast you back into hell. You can begin to speak to that sickness in your body, and you can begin to say, sickness, get out of here. You have no dominion here because I am healed. Listen, by the stripes of Christ, you are healed. You can tell poverty, you have no authority here because God has given me the power and the ability to get wealth. So I declare that I am prosperous. I declare that wealth is in my house, that prosperity is in my house. I declare that I shall prosper and be in good health, even as my soul prospers. Who am I talking to out there? Hallelujah. Whatever it is, he says in the book of Mark 11:23-24, if you believe and do not doubt, whatsoever you say, you shall have what you say. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to? It's time for you to get your faith up and manifest your power. It's time for you to get militant in your faith. Listen, that weak, half-hearted, I'm scared it might not work, faith is not going to carry you into the dimension that God wants to take you to. The place that God wants to take you, you can't go on yesterday's faith. Hallelujah. It's time for you to manifest your power, and that's only going to happen as you increase your faith. You got to increase your faith. You got to get out there and be crazy with your faith. You got to have a militant faith walk. You got to walk like a general, my God, like the general that you are. The Bible says that we're ambassadors for Christ. That means you're an officer in the army of the Lord. You got to know who you are. You have to know who you are. You know, this is not about just saying, you know what, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made and that I know full well. Yes, you are. You're wonderfully and fearfully made, and you have to realize that the reason that you're wonderfully and fearfully made is because of the power that resides on the inside of you as a new creation. Stop acting like the old man. Stop acting like the old woman. Stand up and act like the person that you are. You are a new creation. All of that old stuff has passed away. You've been made new, my God. Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the outermost parts of the earth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you walk in divine authority. The devil, every step that you take, it's time for some of you to start moving out by faith. It's time for you to start walking, taking a step. You need to get up where you are and put one foot in front of the other. It's time for you to break out of the mold. It's time for you to break past some of the strongholds that have been set up. It's time for you to break through some of the levees that have stopped up the anointing and stop the anointing from flowing in your life. It's time for you to begin to cry loud and spare not. It's time for you to begin to open your mouth and declare what thus says the Lord over your own life. It's time for you to begin to prophesy to yourself. It's time for you to begin to prophesy to that dead stuff, to those dead bones in your life. It's time for you to start prophesying to that dead marriage. It's time for you to start prophesying to that dead bank account. It's time for you to look at your checkbook and begin to prophesy wealth. It's time for you to begin to prophesy $1 million in your bank account. It's time for you to begin to prophesy that all of your own bills are paid. Come on, who am I talking to out there? It's time for you to begin to prophesy that by the stripes of Christ, I am healed. I know the doctor's report says that there's something in your body. You might have cancer. According to the doctor's report, they see cancer in your body. They might see AIDS or HIV in your body. They might see diabetes or high blood pressure in your body. They might see some undiagnosed disease that they can't figure out what it is in your body. But it does not matter what the doctor's report says. So I'm asking you, whose report will you believe? When God told the Israelites to go ahead and possess the land, told them to go over to Canaan and possess the promised land, they went over and they spied out the land. They sent over 12 spies, and then they had the nerve to come back, even with the fruit. They came back with the giant grapes on the vine, took two men to carry one bunch of grapes, and they had the nerve to come back and say, yeah, the land is good. It's just what God said it would be, but there are giants in the land. We can't possess the land because there are giants in the land, and in their eyes, we're like grasshoppers, and also in our own sight, we're just like grasshoppers. They can step on us. They can defeat us. They can annihilate us, and I'm here to tell you that the devil is a liar. The devil was lying to the Israelites, and that's why they couldn't possess what God had for them. Who am I talking to out there? And the devil has been lying to you, telling you that you're still sick, telling you that you can't be healed, telling you that you don't have no power, telling you that you're not anointed, telling you that you're still broke, that you're still busted, that you're still disgusted. The devil is a liar. The devil's been lying to you. Anything that comes contrary to the word of God is a lie, and the devil is a liar. He's the father of lies, and the truth is not in him. He doesn't even know how to tell the truth. And the Israelites believed the report of the devil. They believed what they saw with their own two eyes. And I'm here to tell you that the just shall walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. We don't live by sight. We don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I'm telling you, I'm mad. I'm angry at the devil because the devil's been running havoc over the children of the kingdom of God. Well, it's a promise that God has over your life, and you haven't been able to receive it. But God is saying today is the day that you inherit the promise. Today is the day that you manifest your power. Today is the day that you walk in the fullness of your authority. Today is the day that you go ahead and start that business. Today is the day that you go ahead and ask for that raise. Today is the day that you believe that you're at the top and not the bottom. Today is the day that you believe that you truly are the lender and not the borrower. Today is the day that you go ahead and get that new car. Today is the day that you get your house. Oh, my God, you may not even be able to hold your keys in your house, to your house for a year. But today is the day that you receive it, because the day that you believe it is the day that you receive it. Who am I talking to out there? I'm talking to somebody out there. It's time for you to get your faith up. It's time for you to gird up your loins. It's time for you to put on the full armor of God. It's time for you to open your Bible and begin to sow the word of God into your spirit. What did God say? I know what it looks like. I know there are giants in the land. I know that they're bigger than you. I know the devil's been coming against you. I know they've been dragging your name through the mud. I know people are trying to make you less than what you are. I know people are trying to make you believe that you're less than what you are. I know that people are trying to make you feel small just because you have the nerve to stand up and say, I'm the anointed and appointed of the Lord. I know that there are people that want you to go ahead and hide God's God's glory. They want you to step back and stand back. They want you to give up on the dream. They want you to give up on preaching. They want you to give up on prophesying. They want you to give up on being the evangelist. They want you to give up on being the apostle that God called you to be. They want you to give up on being CEO of your own company. They want you to give up on your marriage, give up on your children, give up on your prosperity, give up on your health. The devil is a liar. The serpents, the scorpions are under your feet. The spirits are subject unto you. You got to know. You got to rejoice. Listen, you got to go ahead and praise God anyhow. Praise God in the middle of it. Praise God while you're still believing God for the manifestation of your miracle. Praise God while you still believe in him to manifest healing in your body. Listen, I said praise God while you're still believing him to manifest healing in your body. You're already healed. You're just waiting for God to manifest healing. It's time for you to manifest your power. It's time for you to stop putting your mouth on your own self. Stop putting your mouth on what God has said about you. Stop opening your mouth and saying, well, I don't feel good. I'm sick today. Stop saying my marriage is falling apart. Stop saying my money is funny. Stop saying I don't have no money. Stop saying I ain't got it today. I don't know how I'm going to pay that bill. Stop it. Stop declaring the words of the devil with your own mouth. You're not a son or daughter of the devil. You're a son and daughter of the Most High God. It's not what the devil has said. It's not what you're looking at says. It's not what the evidence says. It's not what fear says. Fear is false evidence appearing real. It's not what you're looking at with your own two eyes. Yeah, I know that there are giants in the land. I know that your bank book says you don't have no money in the bank. I know that the doctor's report says that you have diabetes and high blood pressure. I know that your husband or your wife is acting like a total, absolute fool. I know your kids are acting crazy. I know that that's what the circumstances are saying. The circumstances are speaking loud, but they ain't saying nothing. Did you hear me? The circumstances are speaking loud, but they are not saying anything, because what is speaking the loudest, what is speaking the loudest is the word of God. The word of God says that by the stripes of Christ you are healed. The word of God says that you shall prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. The word of God says that you are the top and not the bottom, the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. The word of God says that prosperity and riches are in your house. The word of God says that what God has joined together, let no man pull asunder. The word of God says that great is the peace of your children. Come on, come on. You got to hear me on today. Start saying what God's word says. The word of God says, oh my goodness, hallelujah, that whatsoever you speak with your mouth, that you shall have. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you say it, if you do not doubt, if you do not speak contrary to the word of God, then you will see an immediate manifestation of God's word in your life. It's time for you to release your power. It's time for you to manifest your power. Show me what you're working with. Show me what you got. Show me what you believe. I believe. I'll see what you believe by what you say. Let me say that again. I'll see what you believe by what you say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time. It's time. You have the power. You know, you're under, I love the way that God says, nothing shall by any means harm you. You are endowed with power to be a witness. You're under the witness. I heard a preacher say yesterday, you're under the witness protection plan. My God. You know, They change your identity. They give you a whole new social security number when you're a witness to a crime and your life is in danger, and they put you in a safe place. And that's what God does. He changes your identity. Hallelujah. He gives you a whole new DNA tracing, a way of being traced, and he puts you in a new place. He puts you in a secret place where nobody can touch you and where nothing can touch you. You are a witness. You have been given power to be a witness. But the thing about it is that you're hidden, but people can see you. Huh. God has you hidden in a secret place, but the enemy can see you, but the enemy can't touch you. It's like MC Hammer. You can't touch this. The enemy can't touch you. And as a matter of fact, even though the enemy can see you and he can come and form a weapon against you, that weapon can't prosper, my God, because the enemy has no power to harm you. The Bible says that nothing shall by any means harm you. You have to hear what I'm saying to you on today. God has you protected. He has you in the witness protection plan. Hallelujah. And you can go throughout the land and walk in power and authority, and you can put all the enemies under your feet. And God says, I will make your enemies a footstool and prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, and they will have to watch me promote you. What a mighty God we serve. God is asking you to manifest your power. That means that you have to walk in maturity. It's time for you to walk in maturity. It's time for you to make the right choices. My God, you have to make a choice today, amen, that you're going to get into alignment with God for the power to be activated in your life. In order for the power to be activated in your life, you have to be mature enough to handle the power that has been given to you. It's just like giving $1 million to a 12-year-old. A 12-year-old cannot handle $1 million. Even Jesus had to go through the maturation process. See, Jesus could not receive all of the power. He could not manifest the power. He had the power, but he could not manifest the power until he came to a level of maturity that was in alignment with the power that was residing on the inside of him. Because when Jesus was 12, he had to go into a time of tutelage. He had to go into a season where he sat at the Father's feet and began to learn, amen, what it was that his assignment was going to be on this earth, amen. And then when Jesus was 30 years old, he was released, my God, into his assignment. And that's what God is saying. I cannot, some of you have not reached the level of maturity that I need you to reach in order to activate, in order to manifest the power that has already been deposited on the inside of you. You have to mature, and you have to show me, my God, that you are mature enough to handle the power that has been deposited on the inside of you. And how do you show God that maturity? By walking in obedience to his word. That's how you show God that you're ready. When you have set your life in alignment with the word of God, that means that you're going to be holy, for God is holy. Hallelujah. That means you're going to walk right. You're going to live right. Hallelujah. That means that you're going to, hallelujah, love right. Hallelujah. You're going to serve right, my God, and you're going to give right, my God. So when we're mature, we live better, we love better, we give better, and we serve better. Hallelujah. We get to the point where we're in alignment with God's word, because how many of you know that God is not going to bless no mess? God's not going to bless mess. Hallelujah. So it's time. Who am I talking to out there? I know that this is prophetic for somebody out there, that you may be wondering why you still have this sickness in your body. Why you still have this lack in your life? Maybe, perhaps, it's because you have not come to the level of maturity that God needs you to come into so that your power can be ignited, so the power on the inside of you can be activated. Maybe God has not allowed you to be activated in the power because you're not ready for it. Hallelujah. Because you're still acting like children. Paul says, I have so much more to say to you, but you can't handle it. Some of you are still on the milk of the word, and God wants you to be on the meat of the word. Hallelujah. God wants you to begin to handle the meat. He wants you to grow some teeth. Hallelujah. We can't be still sucking on the bottle. God is saying it's time for us to be mature, and the first sign of maturity is obedience. What did God say to you? What is God telling you to do? You say God told you to do it, but yet you still have not obeyed God, and God is saying, why have you not obeyed me? Are you still yet
Are you still yet carnal? Are you still yet carnal? I need you to be spiritual. I need you to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. I need to manifest my power through you. There's power that has to be manifested. There's power that has to be manifested, and that power comes through the maturity when you become a man of God, when you become a woman of God, and you're no longer a child. You're now no longer 12, but you're 30. Hallelujah. And you're ready to be released into your assignment. And God says, I have power. There's power, power in prayer. And there's more power that I want to release to you, more power in prayer, and more power for your calling, and more power for victory in every area of your life. There's power that I want to release to you. I want to release the power. I want to have that power manifested in your life, and it's going to manifest as you obey me. Go and possess the land. God is saying, possess the land. Possess the land. It's time for you to begin to possess the land, and you're going to possess the land by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's not saying that you're just coming and hearing a sermon. This is not just a sermon. This is a mandate. This is a clarion call. The trumpet is being blown. It's time for you to manifest. It's time for you to live not by what you see. Stop living your life according to what you see and begin to live your life right. Begin to live your life by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And that means that you don't just hear. The faith comes by hearing by the word of God, but don't let it stop at hearing. It's time for you to activate and manifest. You have to activate your faith, which means that you got to step forward and walk by faith. Faith without works is dead. The works of your life should be lining up with the word of God. You can't still be in sin. You can't still be shacking up. You can't still be fornicating. You can't still be lying. You can't still be tearing down your brother, tearing down your sister. You can't still be coming up in rebellion in the church. You can't still be doing the works of the devil and expect to manifest the power of God in your life. It's time for you to hear the word and move out and do the word. Don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. Live not just by bread alone, not just hearing the word of God, but doing the word of God. God is saying it's time to manifest your power. You have power against the devil. I rebuke and bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus. I come against all authority of the devil trying to steal this word, even if it's been activated in the lives of the people. And I declare right now that we are no more infants being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that comes down the pike. But we are meat eaters. Hallelujah. We're not just sucking on the bottles. I declare every person under the sound of my voice has been elevated in the spiritual realm to the dimension of being meat eaters. Eating the meat of the word, hallelujah, and not just hearers of the word, but moving forward by faith. We are healed. We're not waiting for a healing. We are healed. We are prosperous. We're not waiting for the money to come. We have the money. We are calling those things that are not as though they are. We are already prosperous. We are already successful. In the name of Jesus, our marriages are solid. Our children are saved. In the name of Jesus, great is the peace of our children. Hallelujah. And no weapon formed against us can prosper. And I declare that no weapon formed against the people of God can prosper. I declare them saved, saved, holy, walking uprightly. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Ghost. And walking in manifested power in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you for this word. And I declare that no weapon that comes against one word spoken from my mouth shall prosper. And I silence every wagging tongue against this ministry and against the people that hear this word in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that we're moving forward and we're walking forth and manifest the power. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, I turn it back over to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. What a tremendous, powerful word from the Lord to us today. Thank you for that word, Pastor. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, man, what a powerful story coming from the book of Luke. Pastor, I want you to pray because I believe somebody heard not just your natural words, but in the spirit. Because you said God won't put on us more than what we can bear, but he wants to bless us, but we have to be mature enough to handle the blessing. Can we stand to be blessed? And it's so powerful. Before you pray, I just want to highlight just a couple of thoughts. You said Jesus gave them the power. He anointed them, but their actions activated the power.
Oh,
and then they realized that the spirits were subject to them. But if they would have never went in obedience, they never would have saw the power that you said we all possess today.
Jesus.
And until we move out in faith, we're not going to realize what we're walking around with. We're not going to realize just what he has anointed us with. We're not going to ever experience and discover just how powerful the God that we talk about and serve is. So thank you for that. You activated somebody to action today, not just to words. So I want you to pray for that person that find themselves procrastinating, because fear is false evidence appearing real, and that fear is so real in so many lives. And another thing you said is that a sign of maturity is obedience. My God. I want you to pray for that person that tends to find themselves operating in a spirit of disobedience, knowing that they're sinning, knowing that God is not pleased with their life or lifestyle, knowing that they're out of the will of God. He's telling them to move and go do something drastic, and they refuse to budge. So, Pastor, I want you to pray. Before we close out in these next few moments, just pray for that person to realize the power that they operate in, and pray for that person who tends to find themselves in a spirit of disobedience.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the power and authority that you have given us, oh God, and the might that you will make available to us. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you that we are not weak, but we are powerful, that we're not just in word only, but in deed. And God, I pray for every person, Father God, that, Father God, finds it hard for them to exercise the power that you have deposited on the inside of them. I pray for that person, Father God, who procrastinates. I pray for that person who, Father God, feels like they don't really have the power that I talked about on today. Lord, I pray for the person who's feeling weak, the person who's feeling defeated on today, God. And Lord, I just stir up by the spirit and the spirit realm, Father God. I stir up, Father God, the embers of their faith, Father God. And I activate them, Father God, into a greater realm of authority, a greater realm of power, a greater realm, oh God, of your might, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I stir up and I activate them, even in the area of faith, God, that they will leave this place, Father God, feeling energized and feeling, Father God, more hopeful and feeling like they can go forward and feeling like, Father God, that there is hope and that it's not over and feeling like they can do all things through Christ and knowing that they can do all things through Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that your word does not come back to you void. And even as I've spoken through the airwaves and through the spiritual realm and through the natural realm, Lord, I thank you that you penetrate, the hearts and minds and the souls of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we're not doing anything in the natural, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, God, that your word, Father God, is taking authority, Father God, in the lives of your people over the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for those, Father God, who need a greater level of maturity, those who have difficulty in obeying your word. Lord, I ask, Father God, for a greater revelation, God, that you will reveal yourself yourself to them like you did with Paul, Father God, when you knocked him to the ground on the road to Damascus, oh God, and gave him a revelatory experience with you, God, where he knew for sure that you were real. So, Lord, I just ask, Father God, that you let each and every person under the sound of my voice know that you are real. Mm. And, Lord, help us to know that if you are real, and we believe that, and we do, God, as we believe that you are real, God, that we believe that your word is true, and that we believe, oh, God, that your word is true for us. Help each and every person under the sound of my voice, Lord, to take this word for themselves. Help us. Help each and every person, God, to take the word for themselves, God, not just, oh, that was good, but, Lord, to take this word for themselves and activate this word into their own individual lives, over their children, over their marriages, over their finances, over their ministries, over their businesses, over their dreams. Help them, God, to activate your word. And I declare and decree, oh, God, that not one person is leaving here the same way, none of my koshanama, but every life that is under the sound of my voice is being changed. I declare change for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say, I see the hands. We see the hands. We don't take calls during the noonday hour because it is only an hour. You can email us, thepowerintheword1@yahoo.com, or hit me up on Facebook with any comments or remarks, or put a comment on the Blog Talk Radio station, and we will be sure to take an acknowledgement of your comments. God bless you. Pastor Anthony, I'll turn it back over to you.
Amen. In these last few moments, we thank God for you listening today. Listen, we just have a couple of announcements. If you're in this New Jersey area, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, anywhere close, Pastor Rebecca is ministering, preaching. He's a guest preacher this Friday night. The service starts at 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It's at 142 Maple Avenue, and that church, St. John's, is in North New Jersey, going towards the city of Hillside. So come out and support her. Come out. She has a word from the Lord for you today, and she's going to be ministering that Friday night. So if you come out, you will be blessed. Hallelujah. That's 142 Maple Avenue this Friday at 7 o'clock. We will not have service tonight at New Creation Church. That service is canceled. Enjoy this last week of summer, as they say. As the summer begins to wind down, it gives you time to get your children's school shopping done and take a break. And we will be back in position next Wednesday night at our locale there at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And finally, by faith, Pastor and I walk to our mailbox and we check it every week. We check it by faith every week because we're believing, God, that you are going to sow into this ministry. So if the Lord leads you, please send us a love offering, send us a monetary gift. You can mail it, if you mail it through physical mail, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. The zip code is 07206. Or you can look at our website, do it through PayPal. There are many ways that you can sow a seed into our church, New Creation Christian Ministry. Amen. I'm sure you're going to be blessed. He gives seed to the sower and bread to the sower. So as you sow, look for a harvest. You'll be sowing into good ground. And join us this Sunday. It's the change of a season. Memorial Day opened the season of summer, and Labor Day tends to close the season out, the summer season. And we're going into the fall, autumn season. And I believe that there's a new season in your life. Come out. There's a word from the Lord. Meet us at our church this Sunday at 11 o'clock. We have powerful praise and worship. Testimonies are going forth of the goodness of God. There's always a powerful word in season and out of season. And come on, you'll have a great church experience if you meet us at 87 First Street. 11 a.m. we start this Sunday. Come out and we'll have refreshments as well. It is a holiday weekend. And start your Labor Day week off right as the kids go back to school. So meet us on Sunday. Bring your family. Bring your children. We want to pray over the children before they go back to school. Amen? So God bless you, Pastor. I don't know if you have anything else. or did I give the accurate information on your preaching engagement this Friday?
Amen. That is it, Pastor. If you could just give us the benediction. God bless you. I love you.
Father, we love the people of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, give us your peace, give us your joy, give us your love. Go in peace and serve God. Pastor and I love you. Tune in again next week and tell people about this virtue sanctuary. Again, meet us on Sunday, 11 a.m. at our church. God bless you.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
your future.